I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. TV viewers in Georgia got a jolt over the weekend. Imedi TV reported that Russia had invaded the former Soviet Republic. The broadcast seemed credible. For one thing, it was presented as news. For another, it's happened before. Russian troops advanced deep into Georgia in August 2008. But this program was a hoax. It was meant to be a warning to Georgians of what could happen. But many Georgians thought it was for real. They included the editor-in-chief of the Messenger newspaper in Tbilisi, Zadza Gachachiladze.
I turned on the TV station, on Imedi TV, exactly at the moment when Russian President Medvedev was declaring a war against Georgia. This was an episode from 2008 August events. You don't realize immediately, you know, whether this was an old footage or it was just live, so you just believe what you see on the TV.
And when did you realize that it was old footage from the previous episode between Russia and Georgia?
I rushed home immediately and telephoned my children and warned them to be ready so that I will come and rescue them, and then we go together buying products and water and all those things. But in 5-10 minutes, I made some extra telephone calls to some competent people and realized that it is a fake simulation.
Now,
but this was not available for the most of the population, who were shocked and who realized that it was simulation only some hours later.
Now, it was this TV channel, Imedi, that perpetrated this hoax. Was there any other channel in Georgia that was broadcasting the same news?
No. This was the first idea, that why aren't other channels broadcasting the news? But I thought that maybe these channels were already taken over by Russian invaders, and then they just managed to stop them transmitting the news.
Why would Imedi, this channel, do this? I mean, it's just highly unprofessional, journalistically speaking.
I don't know. I am suspicious that they wanted to carry out the state orders to show the people the possible developments in case of Russian repeated invasion, to kind of threaten the population or warn the population. I don't know. These are details which I guess could be revealed in a couple of days.
Apparently, Imedi did precede this hoax with a statement that this was kind of just a test. I guess apparently a lot of people didn't hear that. But you said they followed an order. What is your proof that there was any order given by the government to Imedi to tell this fake news?
This channel is controlled by the government, although the government denies it and says that it's an independent. This is not like that, unfortunately. This TV station was, in a very controversial manner, appropriated by the government, and it's owned by somebody now who we don't know yet who is the owner. We don't know where it's registered, and the manner it transmits and makes the shows convince us that it really is controlled by the government.
Now, this scenario obviously was not so far-fetched. I mean, to wit, the old footage from the real Russian invasion in 2008 of Georgia that accompanied the fake coverage of this fake invasion. There are still Russian troops in Georgia. How seriously are Georgians taking this? I mean, were they laughing about it Sunday morning, or were they saying this is no laughing matter?
Well, the population of Georgia is pretty upset and concerned that Russian troops are here. They are about 30 miles away from the capital of Georgia, Tbilisi, and technically they can take Tbilisi in 2 hours if they want to. Mm. So people are concerned and upset about this. This is a reality under which we live and exist, unfortunately, for the last year and a half.
I mean, it is not laughable, but this episode does kind of remind me of the famous War of the Worlds hoax here in the U.S. in 1938, when people heard a radio broadcast and were convinced that Martians had invaded the Earth.
That is why people were so much shocked, and it was so realistically done.
Did anybody make the comparison to the War of the Worlds broadcast?
Yes, several times different commentators made this resemblance.
Zadza Gachachiladze, editor-in-chief of the Messenger newspaper in Tbilisi, Georgia. We'll let you get back to the task of covering real news. Thanks very much for your time.